my friend, and welcome to Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. I'm international speaker, author, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer, and I'm very happy you're here again today. Another really special episode for you. You want to stay and listen to the whole thing because I'm going to show you how you can leverage three-way calls. You're going to need to hear every word of this to make it happen. And understand how this can really make your business big. All right. So, are you ready to know how to become the Super Bowl of three-way calls? Before we get started, though, let's take a quick trip over to WayneScherrerShow.com. WayneScherrerShow.com. Click the little like button, the Facebook like button, the upper left side. I really appreciate that. I'm very thankful for everyone who does that. We've hit number two. We've been sustaining number two in the podcast world in our category of business and management. And I think that's really awesome. I owe that to you. You are awesome for being here. We have nearly 13,000 followers now, and we'll be surpassing that shortly. And that's really awesome. And we can do even more and provide more information, more contact with more people like you seeking your destiny. To find your path to freedom, to live the life you desire, to work from home, to get out of the job you're stuck in. Do you want to be free of your job? Do you want to be in control of your own security and your own destiny? Do you want to be able to take whatever you desire and turn it into your strength, your lifestyle, this lifestyle you want? If so, you're in the right place. Today, again, we're going to look at how to be the Super Bowl of three-way calls. Three-way calls are very powerful. You see them being used in corporate business as well as many of the top online multi-level marketers, affiliate marketers, and so forth. Because they can be very powerful in helping your prospects understand what they're really going to get. So let's understand this before you go. If somebody's advertising their three-way call as a way to close for you, that's probably not the right approach. I mean, yes, the goal is to close a sale, but it isn't to sell, in a sense. It's to the person comes on a three-way call and that you're inviting to a three-way call understands that you potentially have what they're looking for already. So they probably, the only reason you'd be bringing them on a three-way call is because perhaps you're new in your in the development of your personal business and your personal sales, and you just don't really know how to deal with a specific objection because you don't know the answer yet, which is fine, which is why you would have a three-way call available, okay? Does that make sense? So, now I'm going to take you back and put a little bit on you. A three-way call, if you want to be the Super Bowl star of three-way calls, then you will not use it as a crutch, all right? You will not use it as your way of closing. Because if you do, if that's all you do, you will close less. And you are likely doing it without maintaining control of the process of bringing a new recruit into your business, a new person into your organization, a new affiliate onto your team, a new person into your service, selling a person a higher dollar, more valuable service, or whatever you may be using the three-way call for, okay? So the first key for you to be able to have Super Bowl-style three-way calls, and what do I mean? I mean really champion calls, all right, is for you to be in control. You, not the person you're asking to come on to help you out in the three-way call. That's not how you do it. You have to be in control from the start, which is why I'm telling you, you can't use it as a crutch. If you're using it as a crutch, then number one, the person you invited onto the call with you to begin with won't have any faith in you. So if they believe that the only way they're going to get anything done is by having to jump by you to get to the next level, then that's not going to work. So you can't be using it as a crutch. It doesn't matter. Even if you're in a sales company, you cannot. And of course, you're not on this call because you want to stay in your job. But maybe you are in a job where you do sales. Then you should already know that if your sales process includes the ability for you to do a three-way call, that your ability to do that can't depend on the person above you that you invite in. Right? You see what I'm talking about? Your client, your potential affiliate, your potential downline member, your potential person that you want on your team to do whatever you want will not have faith in you if you are there setting them up only to talk to somebody else. That's a process that looks like you are just setting up for a sale and that's it. Think about it yourself if you've been on a call like that. All right? Always think about what it's like for you when that happens. What do you do? Do your objections jump up? The answer is yes. If you're saying no, you're not thinking about it honestly. Yeah, I'm jumping on you again. I could see it in your face. But you aren't. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be your harshest critic, number one. You already know that. If you aren't being a harshest critic, and aren't looking at yourself objectively when nobody else is talking to you except for me on this recording to you, and you won't be objective with yourself, then you're going to have serious problem. To be the Super Bowl champion of a three-way call, you must have control. So how do you have control? Well, it's all in how you talk to your client or your prospective downline member or the prospective service purchaser or prospective affiliate or prospective product buyer. It's all how you talk to them. So we're going to keep it really simple. It's a lot simpler than you think. It's not about you asking their permission. If you are asking your phone call client, affiliate, downline member, potential sales that you're trying to make to the person, if you're asking their permission, you are not in control. When you do these calls, they are in control. So let's back up even one more step. How do you get in control of the call to begin with? Well, have you ever talked to a friend, okay? Just think of it in terms of talking to a friend. Have you ever talked to a friend and you said, I need to talk to you about something, whatever, something important? Whatever it may be, I need to talk to you about when we're going to meet for dinner, all right? Something you might do with a friend. When we're going to meet for dinner. And they respond to you, well, these are all the times you can call, but I'll be free, and why don't you do this, or why don't you give me a call right now, da-da-da-da-da, and they give you all this kind of stuff. So you are not in control at that point if you respond to that, okay? See what I mean? They just took control from you, telling you when they can talk. You made the invitation, and now they're telling you when you can talk to them. So there's something wrong with that, number one, because you're making the invitation, so you need to be in control of when it happens, and they're taking control of when it happens because they're dictating when you will talk to them. So how do you control that right up front? Well, in your business, it's just like you would in your office. If you have an office or whatever you may be doing, you must be telling people to contact you on your schedule, not contact them on their schedule. You have to be in control. What do I do? Well, I have a free calendar system, an online calendar system. I direct people when it's something important in my business. I direct them to choose a time on my schedule for an appointment and to sign up, and then I will confirm it, okay? So right from the start, I would be in control of that situation just by the fact that they got on my schedule. I did not get on theirs because I am doing them the service, okay? Number one, I'm providing a free consultation. time. My consulting fees for an hour of time is $650, and they're getting it for free. So I have every right to be in control. It's my business, and they're not even, and they're asking to come into my business. Okay, if they want to be on my team, don't even look at me like, well, you're sure being arrogant about this. Well, no, I'm not, and you'll realize why when you start getting more and more people in your organization. Why it can't be that way. If you've never run a large organization, then you might not understand what I'm talking about. But I've run a 5,000 person organization, so it's not a matter of arrogance. It's a matter of having control of your schedule, because you are running your own business and you have many, many more things that you have to accomplish in your business than just randomly meet everybody else's schedule. You cannot do that. It's not possible. It is impossible. It's possible for one or two people when you're first starting, but there's not. If you start off by doing it, by meeting everybody else's schedule, then you will have a very difficult time transitioning the other way, because you will set up with team members that expect to be able to talk to you on their call whenever they want to, and getting them to change that will be very, very difficult. All right. So the number one thing you must do right from the start is have people get on your schedule. Okay? Now, it might be a little bit different if you were actually only selling a product, okay? But you're not. When you're building an affiliate team or a multi-level marketing team, you are literally becoming their sponsor and giving up your time to them. At least you should be. So you need to be in control of that. You're doing it for free, and if you're like me and you've been consulting for any amount of time, you realize that your time has a true value that you could actually be making money with if you marketed that versus with a sponsor, which doesn't... Now I can see some of you saying, well, then why don't you just go do that? Well, because I prefer to build a marketing team. So I'm going to dedicate some time to doing that. And oh, by the way, when you're building a marketing team, you are actually making money when you do that. You got to always remember that when a person comes on your team, particularly in multi-level marketing, but in any type of affiliate marketing, when they make money, you make money. Okay, so at first you're probably not going to make what if you're some sort of consultant what you typically make as a consultant, but nonetheless, you will, that will grow over time. So you got to realize that too. But still, it is your time. You will have a large organization. You could end up with a 5,000 person organization. What are you going to do then? Okay. So think about it in that perspective. Always work as if you are where you want to be. So scheduling your time and controlling your time is vital to the success of your business. So the second part of being in control is this. Listen closely, because this is very important. It is how you talk to your prospects, okay, in whatever you're doing. So this is very simple. The biggest mistake people make is when they're bringing somebody into a three-way call when it's necessary, because you can't actually answer the questions they have, which is the only reason you would actually be jumping to the three-way call. It's because you can't handle the objections completely yourself. Then the mistake that people make, is this, and listen closely. If you ask the person's permission to put them on a three-way call, you have failed right at that point, okay? So let's take an example. Okay, and Joseph, it's going great, but is it okay with you if I just bring in my upline sponsor to give you a little bit more insight on this? How does that sound to you, right? If I said, is it okay if I bring in my upline sponsor to help you out with this and give you more information about this? What does that sound like to you, okay? There's no way you can state that when you say, is it okay? Can I have your permission, all right? That sounds like You're setting them up for sales. So the way you bring them in to a three-way call is not by asking their permission. It's by making a statement. Oh, yes, Joseph. And by the way, I have my sponsor on board. He likes to talk with all of you. He's going to come on board right now and just say hello and welcome you to the team. All right? You see, I did not ask permission. I just said he is going to come on right now. So you might say something like that or something. There's a number of different things you could say, but the bottom line is, the major point is, that I did not ask permission. I said, and I wouldn't actually say upline sponsor, but I would say, I have somebody I would like you to talk. I wouldn't actually say that. I would say, let's say my sponsor is, I don't know, Jane Smith. All right, so I have Jane Smith on the line, and she would like to greet you as well. She's my partner in the business, and she's going to give you a little bit more insight. So, Jane, here you go. This is Tom. This is Joseph, I think was the name I just made. This is Joseph. He's eager to hear from you. All right, I did not ask anybody's permission there. And Jane's been on the call the whole time because we knew we were going to have a three-way call. But I never asked permission for Jane to talk to Joseph, right? It just flows straight into there. It doesn't sound like it's set up. It sounds like Jane just wants to greet. And in reality, that's what she wants to do. And if she heard a specific objection, she would probably come on and make a greeting relating to that specific objection. But she wouldn't be doing a high-pressure sale. She would be addressing the objections. But that's not the point as how what the third party is going to say. The third party is probably pretty good at this, and that's why they are the third party. The point is what you're going to say to make it happen, and that's to stay in control. Stay in control right from the start. Schedule them on your schedule for the start, and then never ask their permission to go to the three-way call. It is not something you need their permission for. You must stay in control. You must stay in control. It is vital, particularly as your organization grows. That's all there is to it, really. It is that simple. But remember this, going back to beginning, remember this, it's very, very important. So write this down. I will not use three-way calls as a crutch, okay? You cannot be using it as an excuse. It's not an easy way out because it doesn't save you time by having a three-way call. And three-way calls can close more sales, but if you use it, if that's the only way you do sales, then in reality, it will not close more sales. By you becoming, listening to what your three-way call person tells people and taking notes and then using that in the future will help you close more sales up front because you will be in control without the assistance and you will be seen as the total and complete expert. All right? Does that make sense? So I want to help you with your lifestyle change and getting control of your situation and your schedule is a big part of that. Sounds like a small part maybe, but it's a huge part. And one thing I want to do to help you really complete your lifestyle makeover and make that happen is offer you my brand new book. I have a brand new book called The 7-Minute Workout Lifestyle Makeover. It's a 75-page guide that takes you through a total makeover in your health and wealth and how you can do it in the next 30 days. It's all there. It's all free. It's 75 pages of not sales information, but actual guidance with a special appendix on exactly how three different ways you can actually structure your diet in the health part, as well as showing you how the fitness program works together and how you put this together to create wealth in your life. It's all there, and you can grab it for free by going to wealth and spelled out A-N-D, wealthandhealthmakeover.com. wealthandhealthmakeover.com. Go there, grab that free book. You just put in your email address and it will be sent to you, okay? It's all there. I wrote it. It's 75 pages long. It's an amazing and concise compendium exactly how to make a big change in your life and do a complete makeover in your lifestyle in both your health and your wealth. I know that everybody, like me, has had difficulty in creating that health makeover and the wealth makeover at the same time. It takes, without the right guidance, it's really difficult. So that's why I wrote this book, to give a path, to give real examples of how it works, to give you real guidance and suggestions that are proven to work. And I want you to have that, and I want you to have it free. I actually sell it on Amazon as a Kindle book, but because you're on this show, you get the page to go to and claim it free. All right. Thank you very much for being here, and I'll see you next time on The Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny.